'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today, we're going to take a look at some unique supplements. Our guest is someone who we are reprising. He's Lex Pelger, and in the past, he has talked to us about the benefits of CBD and cannabinoids. Lex has a deep background in biochemistry. He writes and lectures about cannabinoid science and psychedelics, which is an emerging area because recently there's been some promising news about, you know, we're not talking about Timothy Leary, you know, the 1960s experimentation with tripping. We're talking about the therapeutic use of psychedelics. But today we're going to focus on some non-CBD supplements, some unique offerings by CV Sciences, which is my favorite purveyor of CBD supplements, but they've diversified into some very interesting formulations. Lex produces the weekly cannabis science newsletter, Cannabinoids and the People. It's very authoritative and well-referenced. Interestingly, he's also written three graphic novels on Moby Dick. That's the theme. Which relate to cannabis and the endocannabinoid system. So it's kind of a interesting and intriguing way to learn about physiology, which appeals, I think, to a mass audience. He lectures widely at conferences and universities about cannabinoid science and makes canna education videos on TikTok for CV Sciences. So without further ado, by the way, Lex comes to us from his home in Bordeaux, France. So you live in a very interesting part of the world, which is notorious not for CBD, but for another form of mind-altering chemical, which is wine.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you also a wine fancier, or are you a teetotaler because you're more committed to the cannabinoid pathways?
Oh, I'll enjoy the wine around here. It's not completely wasted on me. But yeah, the cannabinoids certainly interest me more. But France is fascinating because they have the by far largest usage of cannabis in Europe and some of the most restrictive laws, which is a very French thing.
Sort of paradoxical, isn't it? Okay. Today we're going to talk about the new Plus Health line by CV Sciences. It's spelled Plus HLTH. But this is an interesting development because I really enjoy the products made by CV Sciences that are well-researched and wonderfully formulated that contain CBD. I personally take the sleep gummy before bedtime.
Great.
Occasionally, if I'm middle of the night, wake up and can't get back to sleep. There's, you know, once every couple of weeks, maybe once a month, I'll have one of those wake up times at 2 or 3 in the morning. I just can't get back to sleep. And instead of taking the sleep gummy that contains melatonin, I don't want to reset my sleep clock, my circadian rhythm to 3 a.m. I take one calm gummy, and I find that that's a very good solution to middle of the night wake up. because it is mildly relaxing. It puts me into a relaxed state, and then I'm able to catch up on, you know, an additional 3 hours of sleep and then wake up refreshed. But now there are some new options. But what is the use case, you know, for a company that has made its reputation with CBD products, hemp-derived products, to come out with a whole line of products that are non-CBD products?
Well, I think the company wants to be able to expand into being a healthcare company that focuses on natural products and something very well manufactured. So they started off with a hemp CBD focus, but that level of quality led to them becoming the biggest seller in the U.S., according to
the number one company.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to work with a company that really puts their money where their mouth is in terms of quality. And there's also the practical side of, we don't know what's quite going to be happening with CBD in the future and the with the new farm bill and what this might look like. So it's also smart to have products that don't have CBD in them. And so I came up with, and I helped to do some of the research for the background of some of these, a really fascinating array of different plant-based medicines into the Clarity gummies and the Peace gummies. And then the one I really think is fascinating, the Reshape gummies for metabolic health.
And there may also be a rationale for not using CBD by certain people. Certain people may still feel that there's a stigma associated with taking something that is akin to marijuana, although it contains none or minimal amounts of THC, which is the kind of the stoner aspect of marijuana. CBD is entirely different. And also, I guess there may be a use case for some people who are very concerned about the potential for, you know, maybe carrying these supplements when traveling. You know, I'm sometimes a little reluctant if I'm going to some place that's a little bit sketchy about taking something that has CBD on it. There was kind of a very well-publicized case of somebody who, I think they were thrown off a cruise ship once because they had some CBD, you know, capsules or gummies. And then, you know, there are also some people who maybe they're in the uniformed services and they're concerned about, you know, that they're frequently drug tested. You know, maybe somebody who works for the DEA or something, you know, they may, you know, maybe subject to spot checks. And so they don't even want the scintilla of possibility that they may turn up positive for something that is considered illicit.
Yeah, it's true, especially for people in service. The different branches come out every couple months and say, remember, you can't have CBD. Even if it's isolated CBD, we don't want you to take that.
Okay.
So it's good to have other options from people who absolutely cannot use that. Truck drivers would be another one. One THC test and you could lose your license. It's a really big deal. So it's good to have some herbal plant-based options that you can take anywhere. Because we do tell people don't travel outside the U.S. with this. You know, just leave it at home because you never know what's going to happen when crossing other countries. Someone in Saudi Arabia just got a life sentence. It was a sick Canadian who always traveled with their CBD medicine. They're in big trouble there. So yeah, buy it in the U.S., keep it in the U.S.
Right. Yeah, I'm a little bit sometimes prudent about carrying these into certain foreign countries where that might be frowned upon or a pretext for an arrest or perhaps even a hostage exchange. You know, we saw what happened to one of our female basketball players when she had some products in Russia. Okay, so let's focus on these three. And my understanding is, and you understand this better, is that it's a little bit reductive to say that there's THC and CBD are the only things that speak to our endocannabinoid system, that there are many plant-based compounds not derived from hemp, that actually have an impact on the endocannabinoid system. Can you explain that?
Of course, in hemp extracts, there's the minor cannabinoids. And in cannabis, the main terpene tends to be beta-carotene. And that's actually a terpene, a smell that activates a CB2 receptor. It's the only terpene that does that. But we have a whole host of other plant medicines that we use. And I actually have a running list that I keep from my newsletter of plant medicines that have been used in traditional medicine for a long time. And it turns out that their effects are caused at least partially via the CB1 receptor or the CB2 receptor, or perhaps the FA enzyme, which is in charge of degrading anandamide, which is our first endocannabinoid neurotransmitter. So if you can, often in health, if you can raise the levels of anandamide, that's a good thing. And so if you have a lot of plants that we use, it turns out that it blocks that FA enzyme from degrading anandamide, and you get to have higher endocannabinoid levels. And since anandamide is often referred to as our neurotransmitter of bliss, you can imagine that it's a good one to have around.
I think that there was once a guru, Satchananda. So this is what, a Sanskrit word or some Hindu dialect?
Good catch.
Yeah.
It is from Sanskrit and is one of the three holy words in Sanskrit. And Sanskrit is said to be a holy language, one that's actually holy in itself. And so one of the co-discoverers, Bill Devane, who sadly passed, he was very into Sanskrit, and Ananda was one of the things you're aiming for, and it's bliss. And so he named this neurotransmitter the bliss neurotransmitter, which I thought was the other main one is 2-AG, which is not a sexy name at all. But the very first endocannabinoid neurotransmitter has
catchier.
A really beautiful, fitting name.
It's catchier, yeah. I understand that that cocoa also delivers some anandamide or cannabinoid effects.
You're good. Yeah, you do not so much that. And I did look into it farther, and it's pretty small amounts. You would be microdosing it, but still, there is some anandamide found in chocolate, and there is a guess that maybe it is part of what makes chocolate good for you.
Of course, there are other compounds within chocolate that may be somewhat psychoactive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's the bromine.
Indeed.
The bromine.
Okay, so let's, I think one of the more intriguing formulations is the reshaped capsules. Now, the connotation of that is that this is some sort of magic weight loss pill, which it is not. I'm going to say categorically, I'm not a big fan of, natural diet pills, that purport to make the pounds melt off effortlessly. But there are some very intriguing ingredients in there that may have an impact on metabolism, which could alleviate a pervasive problem in America. It's now estimated that high double-digit percentage of Americans have what's called metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance. And there are some compounds in nature which counteract that. So the ReShape capsules have been formulated to address that?
Yeah, and I'm glad you started with these because they do fascinate me, especially there's one endocannabinoid in there. I'll end with that one. The other two that people might have heard of more is berberine, and that's a natural plant compound, and it's associated with healthy fat metabolism and also helps with blood sugars and actually the cravings for food itself. It has a really long human history as a plant medicine for helping with metabolic health and also the gut microbiome. And the other one is cinnamon. Surprisingly, and that helps with it has a long history in it for helping with blood sugar levels and insulin sensitivity specifically, as well as feelings of fullness and satiation. So it's not only helping with the metabolism itself, but it's helping with your head effects of this. But then there
This is what I wanted to get to because I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with berberine. And its benefits. And of course, they've heard of, put a little cinnamon, on your sweet thing to potentially neutralize its adverse effects, possibly, you should forego the sweet thing altogether. But there is an ingredient called OEA, and you can pronounce it because it's kind of a tongue twister. And that is an ingredient that I haven't yet come across in my many years of looking at, potential support for metabolic syndrome. So,
launch
on that subject.
One.
Yeah.
I would love to, because I did so much research. I found every single paper that had ever been published about this endocannabinoid. And the hard part is, you said it's called OEA. The problem is there are two endocannabinoids that are often called OEA. One is oleamide, which is very helpful for sleep. But that's not what this is. This one is oleo oil ethanol amide. And so this one is another fatty lipid like the other cannabinoids, but it's what your brain uses as its satiation signal. Hmm. So when we looked at this most in mice and rats, when they're eating, the signal that of satiation, of being full, that's what this molecule is specifically for. And so, but the interesting part is it isn't only helping at this, neural behavioral level. It also does a lot with influencing the metabolism itself and healthy fat metabolism and a balanced food intake. And it actually does this by a really fascinating mechanism. It's by the PPAR alpha receptors.
Mm-hmm.
And
which
these
has
are
to do with
receptors.
Insulin docking on the cell, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also for the people listening, the cool part about them is they're on the new self. So the reason they work is they alter genetic transcription. So when you take OEA, it's turning on and off this whole host of genes related to metabolism and insulin levels and healthy fat levels and almost turning it like dial. So this, and the other pathway that it's known to work off of, with the semaglutide, Wegovy, this whole fascinating new, weight loss drug, it looks like it's using the same receptors as Wegovy to do at least part of what it's doing.
GLP-1?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
So, okay,
yeah, so it's also using GLP-1.
So, there's definitely, as we say in science, there's a mechanistic argument for this. There's plausibility in terms of how it seems to work in the body. Are there any clinicals on this or preclinicals, using lab animals and then perhaps ultimately small studies translating to humans using this?
Yes. And I'm really glad you asked. In fact, if anybody wanted to see those studies, if you go to cvresearch.info, which is the science archive I maintain for CV Sciences, it has science for all the major medical conditions, everything organized by body type as well. And there is one page specifically on OEA. And so I collected all of the best reviews there, the charts and all the clinical research. I'm scanning through it, I'm looking again, and there are at least a dozen studies of different humans who took OEA and it helped with their inflammation, in obese patients with their body mass index, significant effects on weight. When people eat the Mediterranean diet, their blood levels of OEA go up as well. So if you eat healthy, you get more OEA. And so it would make sense that if you use OEA, it also helps you to be more healthy. And I think unlike some of the more pushy weight loss drugs out there, this one feels a lot more natural to people. And I think just helps to turn the dial a little bit on where their metabolism is at.
Is there an argument for using this as maybe an off-ramp from GLP-1 drugs? Because the sustainability of these drugs is very poor. Many people simply can't afford them after a time. They can't tolerate them. They get sick and tired of feeling slightly nauseous or very nauseous, or they have medical consequences of taking these drugs that cause them to have to stop. Can it be used as a way of letting you down easy, because there's a great potential for rebound in terms of weight after stopping them?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I do think these drugs might be being overused with those negatives that you're talking about. And I do think this would be a way to help maintain you at where you are with something that's not as pushy on your body, because it is using those GLP-1s as well. And it also, it shares something with Wegovy and those drugs, which is it helps you to not be as, not addictive, but as attracted to a whole host of things. If you give this to mice, they're not only going to eat less food, they're going to drink less alcohol.
Hmm.
And it generally helps with that kind of, for want of a better word, fiendish behavior of wanting more. This helps to just generally help you to be more calm and feeling satiated and happy with what you have. And I don't think you're going to, when you look at these clinical trials, one of the things that really stands out is you really don't see a whole bunch of adverse events. You know, even with CBD, there's some people who they feel a little bit of an upset stomach or it makes them sleepy or things like this. And I just did not see hardly anything for adverse events here. Of course, with some people, it upset their stomach. That's something that happens when you're dealing with stomach things. But it passed. It's the kind of thing, you know, if it doesn't agree with you, you can stop taking it. But for the people that it works for, we've just heard a lot of really good things. And it makes sense with all these really positive clinical studies that I'm just looking at again.
Now, coming back to berberine is really one of the, I think, best studied ingredients for looking at what's called metabolic syndrome and reducing elevations in blood sugar. It actually has been likened to metformin. And metformin, the interesting thing about metformin is they now believe metformin, it's not so much that it gets absorbed in the bloodstream and goes to certain places in the body, the liver, the brain, but that it actually acts on the microbiome. And that is true also of berberine. In fact, berberine can be a treatment for diarrhea. It actually has sort of a antimicrobial effect. It can be, well, that actually a side effect of berberine for some people is they get a little constipated because it reduces bacterial overgrowth, and we use it for SIBO.
Okay. That's fascinating. And it would make a lot of sense. It was something that I kept seeing come up was how much it helped the gut microbiome, which is such a hard thing to study. I mean, you use mouse models, you try to study it in people, but you know, it's not like we have an excellent grasp of what these different levels of different gut bacteria mean. We have some decent markers, but, so it's interesting to see how much research there is around that for berberine specifically.
Yeah. So, I mean, that, you know, you had me at berberine, you had me at cinnamon, and then by throwing in this novel ingredient, and I'm not going to try and pronounce it, OEA, I think that that's a very, very plausible formula for metabolic syndrome or for people who are attempting to reduce cravings. This is a good point at which to pause because our listeners know we divide our podcast into two parts. In part two, I want to focus on a couple of other formulations that are from CV Sciences as part of their new Plus Health series. Plus HLTH is the name of the group of three. We've talked about the Reshape capsules. They're in capsule form. There are also Clarity gummies and Peace gummies. Clarity for focus and cognitive support, and Peace for daily calm and relaxation. And I just want to mention that these products are available. And for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, we urge you to try them. And to facilitate that, more information and to order, you can head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use a coupon code that we provided to Intelligent Medicine listeners. That's coupon code Hoffman30. Forget this, 30% off. That's a great deal. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. And with Christmas parties and, you know, all kinds of nutritional challenges ahead, you know, maybe the Reshape capsules could be part of your strategy for avoiding that 5-pound weight gain that the average American experiences over the holidays. That might provide just a little bit of restraint when it comes to the eggnog and the pastries and, you know, all the tempting treats that are laid out in front of you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our guest is Lex Pelger, who is a biochemist and educator on the subject of the endocannabinoid system. You can find a lot of additional material at TikTok for CV Sciences. That's where you publish some of your posts.
Tag on TikTok. It's at PlusCBD now. We lost our last account because TikTok doesn't like cannabinoids. So we're trying again. So give us a follow on at PlusCBD this time.
It's funny, you know, TikTok has all manner of crazy stuff, you know, and they draw the line at cannabinoids. That's pretty, pretty crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, TikTok may itself not be around soon, so
yeah,
we'll find out next year. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.